Candace Jennings, a rising senior at Carver Vocational Technical High School, is working with her mentor, Dr. Julie Takis, a visiting scientist at Johns Hopkins.
Ready to go read?
I guess so.
Did you put the white plate in?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll come back in about 20 minutes and check our results.
Takis says this experiment could lead to a new prescription drug someday.
We're basically doing drug discovery from start to finish. Can take about 20 years from what we're doing right now to if we find something that could be useful for humans as a prescription.
Jennings, who wants to be an anesthesiologist, qualified for the paid internship program, biophysics research for Baltimore teens, because she lives in a low-income neighborhood. She says the program is exposing her to a level of science she's never experienced.
Well, at Carver, we only get basically a quarter of chemistry, which doesn't really help much. And so this is a basis of everything. It's preparing me for college.
Which is the program's goal, says Director Jun San Sun, a Hopkins biophysical chemistry professor.
This is not just having some sort of like laboratory experience. We approach this program as some lifelong career plan so that they can just go out there and be successful.
Toward that goal, each student has a lab professional, faculty member, and undergraduate student as mentors. They take math and science classes weekly in addition to their serious hands-on lab work.
These kids will be witnessing the cutting-edge discovery process. So we're not repeating someone else's experiment, but they will learn how to do cutting-edge science that will expand their horizons.
All right. See the air bubble there?
Mm-hmm.
So pierce it through there. Ready?
Follow it.
Yep.
Intern Tyron Day is conducting an experiment on DNA repair proteins with his mentor, J.D. Schonhoff. Day attended the program last summer and just completed his first year at Baltimore County Community College in Catonsville.
This program definitely changed my life. Not only does it help me like, with science and get a feel for it, like they help outside the lab and during the school year. They help with like basic lab techniques, or if you're struggling in a class like calculus or any type of math science class, they help with that too.
Day lives in a high crime area with his younger brother and sister. His mother deployed to Afghanistan this week, so he's the head of the household. He says he has people in the community for support who are proud of his science aspirations. His siblings think what he does is cool.
They don't know what science is. They're like, what? You about to cure cancer? I was like, hopefully.
Day says some of his high school friends saw him as an oddball because of his love of science. He says that never bothered him or kept him from talking about his projects. Jennings, however, is not so comfortable talking to her friends about her science studies.
They may not understand what I'm saying, and I don't want to make them feel any less of a smart person because we're all on the same level. I just don't want them to think that I think I'm better than them.
Director Sun says they encourage the interns to see science as cool and okay to discuss with others. Although he predicts the interns will all be great scientists, he says a solid science foundation is important for whatever field of work they choose. After the program ends in mid-August, the students will present their experiment results to scientists and others at the Institute for Biophysical Research. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.
Get the next plate set up.